Welcome back to Loud and Local. We're in the studio packed like sardines. There's a lot of people in here with the data waves. So I'm going to ask you guys a couple questions, I guess. First, say your names. I know you've already said them like 20 times, but what are your names and the instrument you play?
I'm Joey Parker. I play the keyboards and the synthesizers.
I'm Kevin King. I play saxophone and flute.
I'm Seth Graham. I play the drums.
I'm Sammy Gassessa. I play guitar.
And I'm Aditya Kashyap, and I play bass.
You guys all have, like, really cool names. Cool names. Okay, so how did you guys come together?
Well,
to start the data waves.
Yeah. So all of us, with the exception of Seth, who's a junior, all of us are sophomores here at U of I. And one of the dorms is an art dorm, Allen Hall, and they have this class where you can play whatever kind of 20th century music you want in the format of
right.
The standard rock band. Sammy, Seth, and myself were in the first semester of that class last year. And we had a different bassist, and we had a singer, and Kevin wasn't in the group, but
Kevin's around, though. Kevin's
yeah.
always
Yeah, Kevin's always around, and he played with us sometimes, and then we needed a new bassist, so we were very lucky to find Aditya, and the rest is history, and we've been writing music together for the last year, almost.
Yeah. It's been like a year.
About a year, yeah.
I really enjoyed it, but how is it without, like, singing? Do you think it's better?
I don't think it's necessarily better, but I feel like as a band, we wanted a more unique sound. And I
right.
feel like there's a lot of funk bands out there with singers. But as a band, I feel like we want to present our music as instrumentalists and maybe feature the instrumentals of the band and not necessarily feature the singers, And as a saxophonist, I think of myself as a voice. So in the way that I play, I'm trying to play as if I'm a singer.
The lyrics.
And we do play with a lot of, at least a few singers around town, namely CJ Run, Sophia Bird, Mickey L. There are a few vocalists that we perform with.
We're not opposed to playing with vocalists.
John Fox,
not
right.
at all.
Yeah.
True.
I feel like all of those people have been in here probably. Like CJ Run was just here a couple weeks ago.
Right.
Oh, really?
But that was really interesting to have that because, you know, when you think radio, you're like these songs with lyrics, but I liked it a lot. So thank you guys. But
thank you.
Okay, so who inspires you? Who are your musical heroes?
I just want to go around and say
I'm
going to let Sammy start because we always talk about this.
I like...
lay it on us.
My biggest influences are all the big blues giants, everybody from Albert King to Freddie King to B.B. King to...
The Kings.
Three Kings. I want to say just blues music in general is where I'd say I'm pretty rooted at with my guitar playing. And, you know, all those giants, those are definitely my biggest influences.
And, are they actually giants?
They are giants.
Taller than you?
they actually probably are. I mean,
some of them are.
I don't think I'm taller than any of those guys, but
I don't think B.B. King is that tall.
Maybe not.
We can look it up on Wikipedia. The answers. Okay.
For me personally, as a bass player, I would say because I play like a lot of different genres, namely like a lot of rock music in addition to like funk and jazz. I like to like some of my favorite like funk bass players like Louis Johnson, Flea. That kind of thing, and then rock bass players as well. So like I kind of mix things together, but it's usually in that kind of realm of music.
Dope, slapping the bass.
Slapping the bass.
Some of my biggest influences are Dennis Chambers, J.P. Bouvet.
Yes.
Calvin Rogers is really good too. I got like a lot of gospel influence, hip hop influence. I used to be in my high school's jazz band, and we performed with Jason Moran. So there's some high school jazz band influence there, you know.
Jazz band. I feel like everyone needs to do jazz band.
I agree.
At least once in their life.
Yeah.
Really cool.
No, it's a really fun thing. You know, it's something that I think we all love, and because it's improvised music. And for me, at least, jazz is the core of that. So my biggest influences as a keyboard player, people like Herbie Hancock. McCoy Tyner, played with the great John Coltrane. Basically, any piano player that I ever played with Miles Davis, Bill Evans, and right now there's this great French EDM producer who uses all these jazz chords. His name is Anomaly with an IE.
Oh,
he's awesome.
Great.
Yeah. He's really cool. Yeah. So that's modern influence. And also Corey Henry, who plays with the great band Snarky Puppy, but also has a lot of solo work. He's amazing.
That's a great name, Snarky Puppy.
Yeah. Isn't it?
So good.
Yeah. Check them out. They're awesome. They do stuff with like vocalists too, like Layla Hathaway.
Oh man.
She sang a chord.
Yeah, right.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
You guys are like taking me on a musical journey because I actually have not heard of a lot of these people, so thank you.
Yeah. Each of us definitely comes from like a different genre.
Way just, different background.
It all just comes together pretty well.
Yeah, like clash of styles.
Yeah.
What about you, Kevin? Who are your
heroes? My influences are a lot of different tenor saxophone players like John Coltrane, Dexter Gordon. You know, mostly jazz guys. But when I first started playing saxophone, it was more of a gospel-oriented type of saxophone sound, so like Kirk Whalum and Clarence Clemons, those guys.
Right.
Yeah, at first. But then as I developed as an improviser and as a saxophonist, I started to listen to more jazz stuff, you know. But yeah, my influences are a lot of jazz musicians.
Yeah, you guys seem like you got all of the kings, the giants.
Yeah, we got one.
Especially Kevin King.
Literally,
our
we
God.
Do have you.
So. Yep.
This is Bible study, actually. We're talking about the gods. So, you guys have a pretty big group. How is it like working together to make songs? I know you said Sammy writes, you write a lot of them.
I wrote, two of our songs.
Yeah.
The ones that we played, two of them that we played for you guys today.
And then some of them are covers.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Largely, we've been a cover band to this point.
Right.
But we're working hard at composing, and I think everyone has ideas. We're trying to flesh out our, we've never released an EP or anything like that. Yeah. So we have some composing ahead of us, but hopefully, even with Sammy's tunes, we all contribute to the process of bringing it to the group and, bring our own musical influences that are very diverse into one person's ideas.
So, like, the working with this many people is never, like, frustrating?
Everyone
has
their own part.
It's so fun.
Okay.
Yeah, these guys are so, they're such good musicians, and, like, it's just so easy to play with them. And I just thank God that I can play with these guys.
Yeah, you guys are extremely talented.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
So, question. I always ask this to everyone, but are you guys all, like, trained in your music, or you just picked up the instrument and it just came to you, your talent?
Going to cycle this one.
Okay. I feel like Sam, we should start again. Okay. This is the coolest one. Yeah.
We have
it's true. Sammy, tell them about your dad, man.
I'll tell you guys. All right, so I'm primarily self-taught from a young age. I was inspired by my dad, who used to play in Bob Marley's son's band, Ziggy Marley, that is.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, my dad is a reggae guitarist.
Uh-oh. We got a god in here. I kiss the ground you walk on.
Yeah, no, but from a young age, my dad used to have an acoustic guitar around the house, and he would just, when I was like 7 or 8 or so, he would, show me chord shapes, teach me how to strum chords, and, from then on, I was hooked, honestly. It was just like, I definitely had times in my life where I didn't play guitar that much, but I always came back to it. And so as far as my learning methods go, I have taken lessons before, on and off, though. When I was younger, I tried lessons for a while, didn't continue them for that long. But then I want to say in high school, I took lessons with a jazz guitarist named Alejandro, who works at North Shore Guitar Academy. Shout out. Yeah, I was learning from him for about like 8 months or so, and he taught me a big bulk of what I know. So that's kind of where I come from.
And before we go to the next person, what is your guitar?
My guitar is...
the coolest guitar.
Yeah, it always confuses everybody too, because they're like, how do you tune that thing? I think I came in here and somebody asked me if that was a ukulele. I was like, oh, yeah.
It's just so compact and small, but it's like perfect.
Yeah, it's small. It's interesting. I'll have it on sometimes. It's pretty light too.
Well, it doesn't have a head, right?
Doesn't have a head.
That's the confusing thing about it.
And then the body is just like rectangular. It's
yeah,
weird.
Check out the live video to see his guitar.
This trapezoid.
Does it have a name?
Yeah, it's called a Steinberger.
Steinberger.
Yeah, they
sounds like Frankenstein.
They don't make them anymore. What I have right here is an 80s model. Steinberger went under sometime in the 90s or so, and I think they came back up in the early 2000s, but then they went back down again. So I don't think they make them anymore. But
oh,
they're
so
cool guitars. They're pretty rare. I like them.
He's got a rare one.
Yeah.
I'll buy it from you. Not really. Okay. Whoever wants to go next?
Yeah, so I used to take lessons originally at Old Town School of Folk Music in Lincoln Park. I learned how to play like a basic beat, but then I got like bored. And then in high school, I learned how to play more because I used to practice with my friends Josiah and Leonard Maddox, some of the best drummers in Chicago. They were in the Ravinia program, and they were taught by the great Ernie Adams. But yeah, I learned how to play. I got more of a feel for like soul, gospel, jazz playing with them. And then from there on, we just like learned off of each other. Well, for me, it was me like more so learning from them because they were already like playing drums when they were out the womb. So yeah, it was like lessons, then self-teaching, I suppose, would help.
Dope. Everyone's in.
Myself, I was fortunate to have classical piano training from an early age, but I didn't really know anything about jazz or funk or anything like that until I got a little older and started really enjoying listening to that music. I always enjoyed improvising music myself when I was playing piano at home. I just didn't have the foundation to express it in the way that I really wanted.
Right.
And anytime my teacher would give me something that was a little more bluesy or jazzy or funky, I would practice that. And then he'd come back and be like, "Oh, but I gave you that Bach invention to practice too."
Like,
I'd be like, "Yeah, but I don't want to play that right now." I've matured past that. I know like all types of music are good to play and you know help you improve. But when I got to high school is when I started playing jazz in my high school's jazz band. I was very fortunate to take lessons from great piano player and professor here, Joan Hickey, who lived near my home. The rest was history. Yeah, no, cliches, but she taught me just about everything I know about music. I also had some other great teachers. I played other instruments in my high school concert band, an orchestra. Mike Hoag was my great tuba teacher who taught me so much theory and things like that. Definitely Joan and my professors here, Chip Stevens, and all the other great jazz faculty here have taught me. Really, even I learned from all these guys too, because
right.
I think I've matured so much just learning things about groove from Seth and Sammy and Diddy, and about ways to approach improvising from Kevin. So I, you know, all these people in my life, every musician I've ever played with, I think has a huge influence on me. So I'm very grateful for that.
Awesome.
So I'll try to keep mine pretty quick, but
sorry.
That's all good.
Not
trying to call you out.
No, I love it.
Basically,
talk our heads off.
I played tuba for Joey and I both. Actually, we played tuba all through middle school and high school. So that was like where I learned all of my like fundamentals about like classical music, reading music, all of that stuff. But I did that and I was pretty dedicated pretty much all the way through high school. But at the same time, around fifth grade, I discovered Guitar Hero 3. And that changed everything.
The awakening.
Changed everything. I was playing Hit Me With Your Best Shot. I was in like fifth grade. I was like, this is the greatest thing ever.
I've been hearing that a lot. Like people keep talking about how like Guitar Hero is like what made them like want to become.
It's true. Don't underestimate it. But
I like Rock Band personally.
So fifth grade me was like, I could play guitar, I could play drums, but everybody does that, so I'm going to be that guy and play the bass.
Yeah.
But that actually ended up paying off because there's not that many like good, talented bass players who like practice and actually like stick to that as their main instrument. So by doing that, I took lessons for a while through a local music store and through like this really talented guy, Adam Bachman. I took lessons through him for a while I was also learning tuba, and that in combination helped me grow as a musician. By the time I got to college, I stopped playing tuba, and I just stuck with bass, and I met these guys.
And you're going to teach me the bass.
Yeah,
next.
Hit me up.
Yeah. I trust him with my life.
Yes.
Well, before I start, I'm just going to say this is going to be a long one. So, okay. You know, get comfortable, you know, get your popcorn, you know. Put your seatbelts on. Okay, so I started playing music at a young age. I think when I was about 3 years old, my mom put me in piano lessons because she wanted me to play gospel music in the church, you know, play the piano. Well, she wanted me to play the organ, and she thought piano and organ was the same thing, which they aren't. It's completely two completely different instruments. But, I started playing piano. I played piano for, I want to say, about 6 or 7 years. But I've always, like, as a piano player, I felt restricted. And, you know, classical music made me feel like, you know, I wasn't free. Because, like, I would play notes, and then I would hear things in my head, and I would try to play that. But then the teacher would be like, don't play that. Play what's on the page, you know. And then I would get frustrated. But when I was 6 years old, Diane Ellis was my band director in elementary school. And she had openings in the band, so she let me play tenor saxophone in the band. And I remember the first song she had me play was some kind of blues or something. And I played a wrong note, right? And I felt so bad, and I was like mad at myself. She was like, what's wrong? And I was like, I played a wrong note. And she was like, no, you didn't. I was like, what? But anyway, yeah, she made me like jazz music, and just improvised music gave me a freedom that classical music didn't. Well, gospel music gave me that freedom as well, but classical music didn't give me that. So as a saxophone player, I've been playing for almost 15 years now. As a flute player, I've only been playing for a year and a half.
And oh my gosh, I would have never known.
Yeah, I'm completely self-taught on flute. My influences on flute include like Hubert Laws. That's my biggest influence. And Elena Penderhughes is one of my favorite flute players. She plays with the Christian Scott Band. That's such a great band. But yeah, flute is just like a different world for me. That's why I love it so much.
That's something new.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's really similar to saxophone, but it's so different, you know. And saxophone as a classical instrument just doesn't work because it's such a young instrument. It doesn't have any repertoire. I mean, it does, but, you know, not as much as the flute. The flute has been here since the beginning of time. So, yeah, classical flute sounds
BC.
Good. Yeah, so, yeah, you know, just music for me gives me a feeling that I can't really describe in words. It just, you know, makes me feel like I can do anything. It makes me feel like a superhero, you know?
I love that.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty much it.
You are a superhero, Kevin.
Yeah, you guys are all musical superheroes. So do you guys have any recordings out there that we can people listen to?
So right now we're working on music right now, but we're planning on recording with our friend Bryce in Urbana, because he's got his own home studio set up, and we're going to hopefully record stuff with him in the near future.
Perfect.
And we'll have that available on social media at the Data Waves.
Yeah.
Facebook.
Facebook.
Is the primary place to follow. That's
Instagram
where...
coming soon.
Follow us on Instagram.
And I'm sure you're going to have some house shows coming up, right?
Yeah, we don't have anything booked as of right now, but we definitely will, so...
At the Rocket House, right?
Well, Rocket House. Rocket House is where Sammy and I live, and our roommate also has a band called Natashka. So, hopefully, there will be another Rocket House show soon.
Yeah, it's become one of my favorites. The basement. I actually like feel like I can move. You know.
Really?
Yeah, I'm
really
short.
Really
I'm
yeah,
short.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
No, like, I'm tall. No, that hurts my head. I hit my head about 10 times.
Now. Yeah, me too.
But, despite the head hitting, it's the best venue in Urbana. Don't let anyone tell you otherwise.
Oh, yeah,
there's
fun.
Like some dope graffiti on the wall.
We don't need that.
Don't get me wrong, it's really fun, but if you're tall, just like bend down. Like really low.
Or get lit.
Yeah.
Squat. That's it. Learn how to squat with your instrument. Thank you guys for being here, and I'm so glad you guys came. This has been Loud and Local. Thank you guys.
Thank you.
WPGU 107.1 Champagne's Alternative.